Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting about a program that's coming up this Sunday, the 21st, at Hitchcock House. Now, Hitchcock House has several programs during the summer. This is the last one of the summer. And saying that, I'm thinking, okay, we're thinking about summer is coming to an end. School is starting. And so some of the activities change throughout the year. And one of them is that Hitchcock is offering its last program in the barn this Sunday at 2 o'clock. And the program will be from Dan Karcher. And he's going to be talking about Iowa's hidden treasures. Now, Dan is the retired founding editor-in-chief of Midwest Living magazine. Some of you may be familiar with that. Also, he was the host of Iowa's Simple Pleasures that was about travel and things to see around the Midwest. And he also had a radio program, and he had a TV program on and several different magazines, and ended up writing some books called one, The Best of the Midwest, and Taste of the Midwest, and Parklands of the Midwest. All of that due to 21 years of travel throughout Iowa. And he was born in Council Bluffs, so he should start out here in southwest Iowa, or at least western Iowa. So Dan Karcher has many experiences, probably seen the tallest, the smallest, the largest, the crookedest, the whatever in his lifetime in Iowa and in the Midwest. So he's going to be sharing those stories with you. He has traveled, of course, through the 99 counties and seeing the things that sometimes are not advertised in the tourism sites. Some of those quaint kinds of things, the best places to eat, the unusual places to eat, all of the interesting, amazing, humorous, all those kinds of things you might describe, used to describe things in Iowa and that you have not heard about before. Perhaps you have found some of those yourself, but Dan will probably have some new ones to tell you about and to tell you stories that happened during his travels. So that all is happening this Sunday, August 21st, at Hitchcock House, the barn, starting at 2 o'clock, and there will be refreshments following the program. They do have some chairs, but it's a good idea to bring your own chair. The last program I went to there on a Sunday afternoon was overflowing, and some people had to stand because they didn't bring their own chairs because every chair was used, every space was used, and so bring your chair and get yourself settled before 2 o'clock in the barn. Now, you may also, if you've not been to Hitchcock House for a while or never have been there, it is a, you know, on the National Register of Historic Places. It's a national landmark, and people come from all over the world actually to see and tour Hitchcock House, a part of the Underground Railroad. So tours will begin at 1 and then last until 2, and then it'll be shut during the 2 o'clock program. And then after the program, the tours will resume again. The tour fee is $5 for everyone high school age and up, but all the other kids are free. It is a very interesting tour, and I'm thinking, you know, we have educated tour guides. I mean, Margaret McGill has headed up those tour guides, and all of them know the stories, know how to answer questions. But, you know, if you've been there before, you might hear a little different angle. Not that they tell a different story, but sometimes people ask different questions and you get a different angle on the story as Hitchcock House being a part of the Underground Railroad. And I know that Dana and many others in the area continue to do research about that, and they're finding out more and more about other places that were on the Underground Railroad, other homes, other spots, how people traveled, just much more to learn. It's a never-ending quest for information about the Underground Railroad. And so Dana and company can share that with you. Lots of local volunteers, of course, being involved with the restoration of Hitchcock House and with its continuing contribution to the community and to history. And then, of course, there is the additional building where you, the granary, where you can get more information. You can get a souvenir if you'd like, all kinds of choices there. And it's been nicely redone also. Well, it's taken many dollars, many hours, many volunteers, much work that has been done to bring Hitchcock House to the place that it is. And of course, it needs to be continually supported. So this Sunday is a good time to find out more about that, as well as be entertained by Dan Karcher with the stories of Iowa. Now, when you think about Iowa, I'm guessing there's some things that just come to mind naturally. You know, this is what you know about Iowa. But there are, as Dan will point out, many places that perhaps you've never heard of, never visited, never thought about, and sometimes those are the real treasures. So how do you find out about those places other than visiting with Dan and hearing Dan's stories? Well, I just put in my little search engine on the computer, Iowa Tourism or Travel Iowa, and up will come a site that will just provide so much information, and you can order printed copies of some of the guides and so on if you would like, but it's all there on your computer. So if you want to find out about spooky spots in Iowa, they have a list of those. If you want to find out about the largest, smallest, tallest, crookedest things in Iowa, there's a list of those. If you want to stay within Southwest Iowa or you want to visit another particular area in the state, then information is divided out by those areas, so you can click on those. Also, if you want to know where to stay, whether that be in a fancy hotel, a motel, or maybe you have a camper or you'd like to go camping, then those are listed for you also. Also, great places to eat. And then this site is so much information. You could spend a long time just finding out what's on the site. But if you have a particular interest, you can go right there also. It also lists for many events that have, for the event people who have submitted that, all those events are listed there, when and where. And that might surprise you also. You know, we've just kind of finished up the sweet corn festivals, but there are all kinds of festivals throughout the state featuring something that is popular in Iowa. And again, some of those you probably have never heard of, and it would be fun to at least take a look at what's available. School is almost here, and so maybe you don't have time for a long vacation, but maybe you want to just take a weekend or even a day to kind of get away, kind of get yourself settled in for all of the things, whether you have people in school or you just, fall kind of starts us on a whole new schedule. So finding out about those kinds of things where you could just take a short vacation, a short trip, those are there also. And one of the things that I always think is kind of neat is to look up where our county parks are, whether you want that Cass County or other counties. They're all listed there on a website, and again, you can put in Iowa County Parks. You know, there's a more specific address, but you just put that in and you'll find that. And I'm guessing that most people in the area have not visited all of the parks there are in Cass County, let alone some of the specialized parks that are located all over Iowa. It is an interesting state, and it's often called the flyover state because people travel East Coast, West Coast, North and South, and they kind of fly over Iowa. Well, I've even known a few people who say they've been doing that for so long, they decided to kind of drive through Iowa and find out what all is there available for them. So, again, if you want to find out some of those hidden treasures from Dan Karcher, who has traveled all over Iowa for many years, then you need to come to the Hitchcock House this Sunday, August 21st, beginning at 2 o'clock. And it's a good idea to bring your chair with you and plan to have an interesting afternoon and visit with other folks there. So Until next time, here's a thought from Andy Warhol. They always say time changes things, but actually, you have to change them yourself.